I have to tell you all about this party last night. It's warm.
Like, what happened? Did you get in a fight?
Nope. But there was a fire.
What do you mean a fire?
The whole step and repeat caught on fire.
Stop.
Go to my story. It's on my story.
That is so ghetto.
It really is. shout out, Coach.
Wait, yeah. Stop. Not the step and repeat catching on fire.
Yeah, it was an electrical fire and people were throwing drinks on it.
Wait.
To try to put it out.
So a bunch of dum-dums are throwing alcohol on an electric
fire. I'm so sick of Pride already. It's day two and I'm so fucking through. Like,
wow.
Yep. You see it? Yep. Nonsense. I know.
This is so low rent.
Stop. Shout out, Coach. It was actually a great event.
That step and repeat is so thrown together. The intern was over it.
Stop. You can see the other interns were like, I'm not catching on fire.
Of course, Saucy's there. I can't.
Of course.
Mess.
Well, we'll get into it.
The venue looked cramped. I can't. This is ghetto.
Everyone, welcome back to the B-List.
Hey, y'all.
J-Law Horn is in the house. You already know me. I'm B.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Let's get right into it.
Let's do it.
Rest in peace, Ray Liotta. So sad.
I didn't think we were starting there, but okay.
So sad.
Yeah.
You know, because
I
just got back from Fire Island. And, you know, the service there isn't great. So I'm not, like, on my phone checking. So I don't even know how many mass shootings we've had since now in Uvalde. But and I don't know what else is going on. I don't know who else is. They're trying to get us up out of here. Oh my God.
It's a lot.
They're trying to get us up out of here.
I'm staying indoors.
For Pride Month, I'll be outside, but then after that.
I'm really indoors for Pride Month. Y'all ain't giving me monkeypox. I'm good.
Oh my God. Where are we at with that? Because I was on the
apparently
island,
so only like everybody that's getting it is gay, and it's if you start fucking. Like, it's, we sound real suspicious.
Is it like all over the US right now?
It's, no, it's not. Like, I checked.
Okay.
And there's not a bunch of cases, but they already are like scaring people about it. And I'm just like, I can't. I'm like, just tell us y'all about to roll out a new COVID and leave me alone, because I just like don't.
Yeah, what is new COVID drop? Because I'm so sick of talking about the old one.
It's about to drop and it's going to drop hard. Like, I.
Oh my God. So Pride, Pride's here. Happy Pride, okay. I guess, or whatever.
Sure.
I feel the same.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you supposed to feel different this month? I don't know. Like,
I think you are.
I want to be left alone. So I'm like, this isn't work for me. All this attention. Literally day one, people were in my phone being like, so the parade, like we got my girl. I'm not 20 and not from the middle of nowhere. Like, why would I?
Does Greg do anything? He does.
No, not really. I mean, the Halloween parade is more of a bop here than the Pride parade.
Wow. Okay.
Like, it hits here, the Halloween.
Really?
Parade. Oh my God, it's amazing.
I don't know. LA has nothing on New York in terms of Halloween, though, because we really do it up. We really do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
Whatever you say, girl.
Thank you.
Okay. It's
whatever I say as it pertains to Halloween with, yep.
Girl, you laid up looking like you in hospice trying to come for me.
I know, it's giving deathbed.
It's giving long late. COVID in the ICU. I need you
the beeping in the background. I love it. Guys, I'm literally like laid back with like five pillows underneath me. I should have a hospital gown on.
I mean, where the clipboard? Let me check the vitals. Like, it's a lot.
So the Coach party last night went to that.
Okay.
Saucy Santana was a surprise performer.
Okay.
I don't need to see. Shout out Saucy. I love Saucy.
Uh-huh.
He's about to blow up, by the way.
Oh, for sure.
He just got signed by a major label. I forget which one.
RCA. But,
Okay, there you go. Released a new song just yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. With like the Beyonce sample, because they're throwing a big money behind him now.
Yep.
He's gonna really fucking do it. Like he was just fucking with it before.
Right, he was just playing with y'all.
Yeah, yeah. But now he's about to
Like he was already getting the good beats from the girls. Like none of y'all was seeing him. Like all the beats were going to him. I was like, what's going on?
We've been there since the beginning with him.
Oh my god, obsessed. The door.
We have always, as if you listen to this podcast, you know that we've been going up for him.
Oh, all day.
Yeah. Love him to pieces. Uh-huh. Don't need to see him live ever again.
Wow. Because I mean, you're in the street team. You've seen him like 8 times.
That's what I'm saying.
Every time he does a surprise pop up, it's at an event you happen to be at. Like, it's like,
because I'd be at the Hood Booger shit. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, it's my brand. Like, of course, when he came out, his big old ass and the coach matching top and the bottom, I was like, oh, of course it's him.
Oh, and the pajama set?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like the BBL set. Oh, okay.
Love. Yeah.
Love
him. But yeah, no, I've seen him too many times. It's like sometimes by accident, many times on purpose. I've been with Ejim.
I live for the fact that you like accidentally are like the president of his fan club.
Last time I saw him before this, it was at the Lotto show. Went to go see Lotto on purpose. Big Lotto. I know.
Okay. I mean, I'm not mad at that. Like,
it was
Lotto.
Fun. The crowd was really fun. Hyped.
She's cute.
Yeah. And he was there too, so.
Okay. No, we like Lotto.
Yeah, it was. The whole room smelled like 50 different flavors of vape. Tell you that much. A potpourri.
A potpourri masking what's other smell. Let me stop.
Yep.
Let me stop.
NeNe Leakes is being sued by her boyfriend's wife.
Huh? Wait, what?
NeNe Leakes, apparently. So TMZ is reporting that NeNe Leakes is being hauled into court by her boyfriend's wife for allegedly sleeping with him, causing her marriage to collapse. This is according to legal documents that have been filed. The woman's name is Malamine Teme Sia. I don't know. Anyway, she's suing NeNe and the boyfriend for emotional distress, mental anguish, a loss of affection, and all of that. Just because they posted photos of them together on Instagram, she said it was really embarrassing.
Girl, just take the L and keep it pushing. Like, why are you dragging?
You lose your man to Lanithia Leakes.
Wow, you're doing this.
What?
Wow.
What?
What was you trying to say? NeNe ugly?
I'm not saying she's ugly. I'm saying she's cuckoo.
You just said it, so sit in it. Like, what you talking about?
She's crazy.
How you gonna be like, so is Jackie Christie.
Okay, but Jackie Christie
is
like fun crazy.
Committed. Like, stop.
But Jackie Christie is fun crazy. You know you would much rather hang out with Jackie Christie than you would with Lanithia Leakes.
Well, I'm trying to get at Doug, so of course I'm hanging out with Jackie Christie.
NeNe is like literally the most toxic reality star ever.
I mean, there's a few others, but I mean, I'm not
she's up there.
Out with NeNe. I'm never going to hang out with NeNe. She's too hateful for me.
That's what I'm saying. But I would hang out with Jackie Christie in a heartbeat.
Oh my God, of course, like all day.
That's my girl.
Like the way that she's propped up sitting this season, I'm obsessed.
I'm fucking obsessed. We're gonna get into that, by the way.
Ooh, because there's never been a show that nothing is happening, but I'm
hyped. Yes. all the looks. I've never seen so little happen in a scene, but they spend 5 hours doing hair and glam for it.
Beat done. Everybody's in a new wig every scene, and I'm like, for what?
Y'all are wearing like party wear at the Grove for daytime shooting.
Right. Like, it's the way they're like, we got to show up this time. It's like nobody. Really
they know that they're. Yeah, because they know that this is their last chance.
This is the last season. Yes, it's a wrap.
But it's going to pop though. So.
But it's going to hit. Yep.
Yeah, it is. Yep. Mm-hmm. So Lanithia is being sued. She's still suing Bravo.
Oh, I was wondering what was going on with that. Because, like,
what do you think about that?
I mean,
I think she's just pressed because she don't have a job.
I think she's pressed because she like doesn't have a job. But I mean, I also, it's like, girl, you knew what you signed up for. It's like having buyer's remorse. Like that entire, like, you knew the show, you know the format. Like, now you mad that they made you look. It just, I don't really get what her purpose is in doing it. Like,
yeah.
Because now you're going to make it so you can't work ever.
Oh, nobody's ever going to hire
her. Nobody's going to work with you now because they're going to be worried you go turn around and bring a lawsuit. Like, it's like, girl.
She must really be down to her last coins.
That's what it feels like.
It's giving that.
It's giving, like.
How do you get broke in Atlanta?
Girl, right?
It's like, come on. You can buy an estate for $300,000. Like,
girl, people crazy. Are scamming from the airport once they land. Like, they're already oh, I made 100K. I ain't even stepped out there. Like, it's the land for you to boost and scam all. But, like, you chose to file a lawsuit against Bravo. And, girl, you don't you know what? Let me stop because I'm about to pull up her where she live and how it ain't shit. I need to stop.
It's not Buckhead.
This Duluth, but okay. But she's acting like she anywhere near Atlanta. But okay, girl. Ooh, couldn't be me.
There's so much. Atlanta is just.
It's giving...
Young Thug.
Stop.
You saw that? Arrested with a whole string of people. They said he was the top dog in what?
It's like a
violent street gang called Young Slime Life.
Yep.
The way
committed the Fulton multiple County murders. Yep. And
shootings,
like,
carjackings.
Everything.
Roughly a decade they were following them.
It's a RICO charge. Everybody's going to prison and they're burning. They're burning the prison down. It's like rebuilding it. Like, nobody's getting out. Like, it's a wrap. I'm like, and it's like, and it's in Fulton County. It's going to be a touch of racism. Oh, yeah. Really putting y'all away.
Oh, it's in them folks' jail. Okay. They going to get y'all. Wow. Y'all going to the folks' court. They gonna get y'all. Wow. The way, and you a rapper? Child.
Right. Wow. Like, they're like, just I've watched the press conference with the Fulton County DA, and she was like, you know, I just really thrilling how helpful social media can be these days. Bitch is messy.
Like, they're gonna go, oh my God, they're getting all of that stuff. Oh my God, this is gonna be the messiest trial, and it's gonna span probably 5 years. They're gonna do everybody in.
I feel like they're just gonna like do a quick one, like, throw the book. Everybody's boom, locked boom. Up tomorrow.
I don't know why I'm laughing. That's so messed up. I know, but whatever.
So messy that I'm like,
gonna. They got everybody. Mean,
they all look like they stink. Lock them all up. I can't.
Young Thug, you can lock him up.
Yuck.
They gonna get his ass in jail too.
I mean, it's like. Dua's track record is really not hidden with these rappers. First, you had the baby, you had to take him off your whole shit. Now, Young Thug, the track just came out. This nigga about to go to jail. Girl, what are you doing? Like,
to be fair, it's Calvin Harris's.
Dula's like, I did not think I would be running with like street. Like, she's like, I did not sign up for this. Dula is so stressed out.
I know. She's the way just her like a little European girl. She's like, I'm just making a song with a rapper. Why do they keep getting indicted? And they're like,
right.
Yeah,
all her features are like shooters and hits. She's like, I didn't do this. I don't want to be this hard. It's giving stiletto pumps, and she didn't want that. Like,
yeah, they're giving her the crime mob treatment. Oh my God,
not Dua being in crime mob. I can't.
Wow, poor Dua. Shout out Calvin Harris. I actually don't mind the Calvin Harris song.
It's cute. I mean, I go up for Dua Peep. Like, now, anytime a little bop, it's
easy,
sexy to me. She's such a vibe.
Yeah. Shout out to her.
Hi.
Kind of becoming
don't the queen get caught of up in the bops. Charges, girl. Whew.
She's kind of becoming the queen of summer bops.
She is the queen of summer bops.
Yeah,
because it sure ain't Lizzo. Oof. So sick of that fucking song. The way she wears me the fuck out on Twitter, girl. If you don't sit the fuck down somewhere.
I like Lizzo, but I don't like her music. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't listen to Lizzo's music, but I will fight behind her.
I won't. I used to, and then she just wore me out. I just had to give her a smooth block, and I was like, I'm good.
What did someone say on Twitter just this weekend? They said, Lizzo makes music for RAs.
Stop. Stop.
for dormitory RAs. Wow. I've never heard a more real statement though.
Yikes.
I want to get a little bit pumped up, but you know, like, yeah, that's too crazy.
I'm going to get turned to go out tonight. And it's like walking down the hall to another room. Like that's the energy.
Yeah. Yikes. Tory Burch flats in the club.
I mean,
Blazer.
It's giving like elevated mall music, but like we always knew that. And I'm just like, girl.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Ramona Singer.
Okay, I have no idea. So you're gonna have to, because I don't track that woman. So I
Like, Ramona Singer over the weekend accidentally leaked Teresa Giudice and fiance Louis, their wedding details.
Okay.
So everyone was emailed a wedding invitation.
Emailed. And,
or I think it was email. Wait, no, it was sent in the mail. Sorry.
Okay, because I was like, that is so ghetto.
Ghetto, but come on, you. It's like
it's Teresa. Too. Yeah, it's Teresa. Spam. Like it's like, girl, bye.
No, but she got the invitation and then immediately took to her Instagram story to share a video of the most exotic, the quote unquote, the most exotic, glamorous wedding invitation that she ever received. And she briefly gave a closer look at it, and then fans caught a glimpse of the wedding details. So everything down to the date, the time, the venue.
Okay.
So people started looking up on the like the website to see which guests are invited and which ones aren't. They started.
Okay.
Everyone knows where the wedding is now. I mean, it's gonna be a nightmare.
But they can't get in. Like, well, I mean, like maybe she. I mean, I'm sure it's at some like Jersey banquet hall. So I'm like trying to understand. Right. Like, so
it is. But, you know, you don't want Kim D knowing.
But maybe you do because you want the drama. Oh. Like, I don't know.
Kim D would pull up.
Oh, she's going to pull up.
Yeah. Kim G too.
I mean, Caroline might pull up. Like,
people are so obsessed with Teresa.
I know. I live. I get it. She's fine.
The women. She really pisses the women off.
I mean, but she's good for that. So we live.
Yeah. Yeah.
We stand a polarizing icon. Like, I'm obsessed.
It's true. Danielle wasn't invited.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Is Dina invited?
Of course. She's like in the actual bridal party.
Dina's
the
my
bridal
girl. Party. Come on, Dina.
Dina. You love Dina.
I love Dina.
Queen of not showing up to filming. Queen of just doing the bare minimum. Just
queen
being pretty
of just
and blonde.
Being pretty in there. Like, yeah, I just love it.
Like, he's like, yeah, my sister's there or whatever. I don't know. Shout out, Dina.
Hey, Dina.
Jackie got demoted.
Oh, good. I don't like her. Never liked her. Was so boring.
I feel like you did.
No, I didn't. I never liked her. She was so boring.
Aww.
But like, so she's great. She's demoted. Don't care. Like, girl, you lucky you still have a job.
They got a new girl.
Didn't the man cheat on her for real?
No.
I literally just saw a story about this. And I don't even track Jersey because I don't care because it's boring.
There's some new show just got greenlit.
Which one?
It's called Hush. It's a drama series.
Okay.
Oh no, I was just skimming by it on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
Why is it a show that has Candace Dillard, Erica Mena, and T.S. Madison all starring in it together? What?
What?
I guess it's an 8-episode new series that tells the story of a relationship fixer, Dr. Drea Logan, a top marriage and sex therapist, TV personality, and best-selling author entangled in a web of lies, sex, and murder that could cost her everything.
Oh, I'm in. I'm in. I like it.
You are? Yeah?
I already like this. It sounds like mess, so I like it.
Erica Mena, Candace Dillard.
That Erica throws me. T.S. I'm here for.
Erica, I'm there for. Candace Dillard, I don't ever need to see.
Don't want to see her ever again.
Don't really care to see her thrive. So,
wow. Okay.
Too messy.
I mean, I've never liked her, but I just like blacked her out. So.
So hype about Potomac. Is Ashley finally leaving that man?
Oh.
She's all over social media showing side boob, doing TikTok dances. Cat.
Yeah, I saw her.
Love it.
I think she did that Lizzo dance, and I was like, "Here we go."
So that's absolutely her brand.
God.
She's gonna come at it as a lesbian. Watch. Good. I could see that for her.
That would hit for her too.
It would hit for her too. I would totally see that for her.
Yeah.
Go off, Ashley. Wait, what's her? Oh, her real name is Bulge. Okay, I maybe we can stop having to call her Ashley Darby.
Ashley Bulge. Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Basketball Wives is back.
I'm just so excited. Like it's the sleepiest hype show I've ever watched. Like,
don't even know what the season's even about.
There's no storylines.
Like, not a lick of basketball, nothing.
No one has a man but Brooke and Jackie. So I'm just like, I don't understand what's going on.
Everyone's almost like scared to fight each other because they're just trying to feel each other out right now.
I feel like everybody is like, because I feel like nobody know each other. Like, this group of bitches don't really rock with each other. So it's like, they don't know anybody.
They were like, I was on a show with her 10 years ago, but now we're back. And I'm like, I don't really know her like that. So let's go one by one, though.
Okay.
A lot of Duffy for me. I don't really care for Duffy.
Don't see it for her, but...
I'm glad she's there, though.
I am, too, because it's like, I need, like, Brandon needs a person. I get it.
And I need bodies in the room. You know,
that's true.
You know, it's just,
but the bodies are those two new bitches that don't talk but keep getting
injured. The twins. Yeah, don't care.
Whack.
Don't like sisters.
I just don't like the energy is giving hater. So like, I'm just like, I don't know why they're there.
Sisters is always a weird vibe because then it's like you go fight with one and then the other's gonna stick behind her just
right
by the account that they were like by blood, and it's just,
and then you're getting jumped. It's like, it's weird. Like, I don't
by them. No, that's not. No, absolutely. That wouldn't happen. So.
They're getting dog walked by anybody on the show.
Oh, Duffy would sit on them, please. Like, it's going to be over. I'm so hype. The show is so good.
It's so good.
So Duffy's doing nothing, DJing or something like that.
She has a baby and a man, I guess, whatever.
The man is hot. I'm not even going to lie.
I wouldn't go that far. But, I mean, he'd look okay. I mean, great.
Hottest man that's ever been on Basketball Wives.
Who? Not true. Doug Christie.
No. I'm not saying that. That's not a statement I'm asking.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, hottest man that's been on Basketball Wives?
Yes. I would say Orlando Scandrick. Is it Scandrick?
I mean, Orlando.
The one who was dating Drea?
Orlando Scandrick. He was cute.
He was cute.
But like, I'm trying to think, like, did they ever let us? The thing is, like, the men would never be on camera. So that's why I'm like,
they were like, barely want to claim these women.
They were like, I don't claim like, these bitches. So they're like, like, who can we even point to besides?
I mean, Basketball Wives, because most of the time they can't even mention the men's names because they're like contractually
buried behind lawsuits and NDAs, like, and everybody's an ex-girlfriend. Girl, stop! They don't count. The show is called Basketball Wives. Like, this is, it took too long for Jackie to be the center. Like, it's
so
way
obsessed
too long.
With this.
Obsessed. And the way she's like a makeshift
my culture.
Relationship guru, they're like, Jackie, tell me how you stayed together. Like, why is everybody asking Jackie?
Because she still has a man after 20 years, though.
I mean, we know how she keeps
him. She hasn't whooped.
I love Doug. Oh my God, I love it. Doug gives King Curtis vibes for me. So
yeah,
that's
true.
I live
true.
For him. It's that
and they're allies.
Right. And they're, we live for that.
They're corny allies. Like,
I didn't need to see what's her name, though.
Who was
Shani? I'm so sick.
Oh, her
of her
daughter.
Shani, whatever. When that whole season, she was so pressed to beef with Eva. I'm like, girl, sit down. You're not that girl.
Never will be, ever.
You tried to fight Drea over a man who literally blew up your spot. That whole season, I hated that girl. Like, from that on, from moment on, I was like, Jackie, your daughter is a whore and she got her spot blown up. You flew yourself out and got passed to the homie. Sit down.
The Ooh. Way I need Sunday on this show.
No, we don't, because it will be mess.
Remember when I can't forget that Sunday's whole claim to fame was that she like, what did she do? Something to her daughter? She and her daughter got into a fight, so she found like
she like put she
nude
like put,
photos
she
of
like
her daughter.
She like threw photos of her daughter's second dick. It's mess. Like, the way you have to hate your own child to do that.
Perfect for reality TV, though.
It's giving Sunday thinks that she's like in competition with her daughter.
Yes, absolutely.
It's
yes.
weird.
It's weird. I saw a tweet today where it was like, I grew up with my mom and my sister, so I know when bitches be acting funny. It's giving that.
It is.
Yeah.
Like the mom, Sunday's giving, like she trying to like take dudes from her daughter. Like it's, yeah, it's, yeah, it's gross. Yeah. I can't. Sunday needs to go to jail, actually. But like, whatever.
So back to the show currently, Malaysia.
Don't
where you catch up with her. But I'm kind of team Malaysia versus team Brandy.
No, I'm team Brandy.
Brandy's doing the most, trying to be
like
really
Malaysia's
crazy.
Literally the way she was forcing those tears out and that cry. It's like, girl, I don't care. Plus, you brought Zell back, so I'm automatically team Brandy. Ugh, that roach. I can't.
Malaysia's living in a 2-bedroom apartment with her 3 kids.
Wow. Like you're on TV, like yelling about the fact that this man isn't giving you child support.
So is she paying for this like apartment?
Yes.
Herself? That's
yes, from Vanity World 10 or whatever her business is.
Oh my god,
it's like so ghetto.
She's very mad because she has to be on the show as a source of income.
No, stuck. She has to. No, she's stuck.
She's stuck as fuck. It's not even up and stuck. It's like you are stuck in the middle trying to get out of this. It's so bad.
Oh, poor it's Malaysia. Like a plugged, it's like stuck, like plugged gutter. Like she needs to like really.
Wigs or sideways.
Wow.
The one at the wedding, the way the part started.
It's. I just worry. I'm worried about her. But I also don't care. Like, I'm just like, girl, you really should have maybe like been in a reduced role. Like, I don't know. Like, oh. We know too much.
Brandy's, it seems like everybody's on Brandy's side. So Brandy's winning.
Brandy's winning. I mean, but the thing is I'm
Brandy's looks are hitting.
Hitting. Plus, Brandy's bringing the drama. Like, yeah. Brandy's coming in from the door. She was ready to square up. And I was like,
yeah,
okay,
at
so
the
I
wedding.
At the wedding. She was really wanted to fight her. I was like, oh, I'm into
like, this. Fingers in the face. Like,
the way they was doing the...
Yeah.
It was giving so... Milo Charest. Like, it was giving...
But no. But times 10. Because the way... I almost got, like, a concussion. The fingers were in the face. All of that. Love it, Brandy. It. The looks are good. The wigs are hitting. Showing up a drama out the gate.
I know. And she still has a she's still married. So she's actually
she's still married to him?
Wife. Yeah, she's still married.
Oh, I didn't know that she was still married to him.
Yeah, Brandy, Jackie, and Brooke are the actual wives.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out, Brooke. Not that much Brooke, though.
But we got just enough.
Just enough.
To make these girls sweat when she came in the salons with the money guns.
With
like,
the money gun and the
so
furry
chaotic.
Slippers. Guys, they had a setup shot of the women all sitting in a salon in a row, getting their nails and getting their hair done in the toast.
Right.
I was like, what? You had bitches like trying to do ponytails and then you're being pulled in one direction. It felt very staged. And they're
didn't
in a
care.
Mall, too, by the way.
Didn't
it was in
care.
A mall.
It was all incredible.
All of a sudden, Brooke busts in, wild hair, giant fake Gucci sunglasses on.
Don't play her. Those were real.
Suits.
Don't play
okay.
her. All
okay,
of it
okay,
was real.
Sorry. The matching top and bottom tracksuit set with the furry slippers, you know, the big furry.
Yeah, the house shoes y'all wearing everywhere.
With the money gun, shooting money in the air and screaming.
Just in the nail salon, like
in the nail salon on a Tuesday at 3 p.m. I just, what? I live for the show, you guys. It's just
like, it made no sense, but I was like, it makes all the sense though. Right?
Real Housewives of Inglewood. I'm obsessed. It's perfect. British is in there. Poor British.
British is in my top three.
Oh,
because
I live for British, but it's like
she ate that man the fuck up for trying to
he
play
said
her.
He was like, "You ain't never gonna find nobody like me. I raised you." She's like, "You can't even raise your own kids, sir." Screamed the way he's not even in his kids' lives. I was like, "Wow, I
mean,
like British. I do."
Lorenzo is kind of fine though. So
he
like,
is really fine. I was gonna say that. Yeah. Oof. He's still fine. Like
he's more attractive now to me.
Yeah. Ooh. So he could play me out. I don't really give a fuck.
Oh, he would, and I would let him.
Tell you what. Oh my
that
god.
That man can embarrass the fuck out of me.
Y'all, please don't Google him because y'all gonna hate us. What is it? Lorenzo Arnold? Is that
Lorenzo Gordon?
Gordon. Don't Google him, y'all. Y'all gonna hate us.
The way oh he God. Is so fucking fine.
He's so fine. It's the teeth or something? Or the lips?
I was a whole bird. The whole time he was on camera, I was like, yes. He ain't shit.
And I don't. And she must really actually hate him. For him to have money and...
hates him.
I can't believe these women have men, or these women have kids with these men, because then you have to be stuck with them for life.
When he was like, oh, like, whoever piping you down, like, and I'm dicking down. I was like,
yeah, I was like, why are you talking? It was very weird.
And the little girl was in the background, and I was just like, this is mess.
They're like in a daycare center. The kid is playing in the playground in the background. He's like, whoever I'm dicking down, or whoever you fuck. And it was like, what?
It was like, get out her cat. Like, it was weird.
You can't tell me he absolutely still sends her nudes or DMs.
Ooh, like, he can send her right over here. Yeah. Like, the way that man could destroy my entire life. Ooh, girl, British, you better go back to him.
It couldn't be me.
Couldn't be me, because I would stay.
I would fight every fucking day, but I would still be staying.
I'll fight every bitch that even breathed near him. Like, that's.
But I'm staying.
Wow. Oh my God.
You're such a bird. I can't. Oh my God. Speaking of birds, Angel Brinks. She's still, her fashion brand is actually really big. She dresses Doja, Saweetie,
Cardi,
all the people you would expect.
All the girls, all the girlies.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. It's crazy that she like wants to be on this show. It might be really good publicity for her business.
Yeah, for sure.
She's the only one actually doing some stuff.
Right, and she's like successful, and you can tell she's good at what she does. I like Angel. She's sweet. She don't bother nobody.
She's also the dumbest woman on this fucking show.
Yeah, because you had a baby with a DL man, but okay.
Okay. Named Rockstar. He's on Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, and that's the only time he's ever been heard of. He is clearly DL.
Yes.
Doesn't want to be with you. You are not engaged to this man. You aren't married to him. And you're just going to have kids with him and be like, yeah, it's bringing us closer together. No.
Or further apart. Like, girl.
Oh, my God. He so clearly wants to be on television.
Whew. The way I just pulled up Lorenzo on my other computer, because I can't. I'm obsessed. Why is he 6'7"?
Oh, my God.
Girl!
Wow.
I'm done for. I'm in my bird era. This is what I'm doing.
Angel Brinks has to be the worst dressed person on reality television.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Giselle, move over.
No, Giselle still wins, because it's giving like kooky church lady, and it's like that. Giselle will always win, because it's like she's at the same time like dated, but it's like on trend if you're in the mall. Like, it's like it just never hits. Angel is giving you like all the girls that look like her in LA all dress like that.
I get that. You know, I think the one thing maybe that might push Giselle over the edge with that is that she drives, like, her bad taste transcends past clothing and to her car as well. When she drove that Gucci monogrammed Mini Cooper.
Oh, yes.
That's ghetto. Like, that is, you can't drive around Potomac. What is that? A Mini Cooper.
A Mini Cooper. Yeah, I mean, Giselle. But anyway, back
to
Jennifer
doing on the show.
Looking for a man. She's looking for a man.
She looks cute.
She looks. Jennifer always good. Eats. She always looks beautiful.
Has no storyline.
None whatsoever. But not, who does? Like, we don't. Yeah. This is the season of no storyline. Everybody's just beat the glams at this level. Storylines are in the dumpster. It doesn't matter. They're just
don't understand why Jennifer doesn't really have someone in her life, because it's like she's pretty.
Because she keeps getting scammed. Like, it's like,
that's true. Yeah, she said, yeah. She said, it's like, the man stole her car.
She's like, I gave him the keys to the range and he just vanished. Didn't file a police report? Like, I'm just like, where's the car?
What is
like,
the car? Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're really not a cop caller.
You just moved on? Like, it's a car, sis. Did you need it?
But you don't call the cops then, but you call the cops when you got slapped by that woman on the, remember at the racetrack?
Oh.
Evelyn's assistant?
Oh, the one, Evelyn's assistant / lesbian lover. Like, that whole thing.
Yeah, it's so.
Like, that, she wanted to be on TV. She's crazy.
Evelyn is secretly mad she's not on this season.
Oh, for sure, because all the girls
she's
seen
that it hits. They all look good.
Yeah.
It hits.
Yeah. But it wasn't going to work because Jackie's the center. And, like, Evelyn,
Yeah.
I wish Tammy was here, too. Ooh, that would be such a mess.
Tammy would be amazing, obviously.
Oh my God, the way she would eat all these bitches up.
I would, yes. I'm so glad Shawnee's not there.
I'm glad she like did her little brief, hey girl, and left. Hey, go back to Houston. We good.
Do what you could. We got this. Did you watch Real Housewives of Dubai?
The trailer? Yeah.
No, the show's out.
Is it out already?
Premiered last. It's you can watch it on Peacock.
Okay, I have Peacock. Oh, you might hear. Yeah. Wait, that's so crazy. I haven't watched it.
Yep.
I'm very excited about it, so I need to. Maybe I'll queue that up for later.
Please do. They make Real Housewives of Beverly Hills look broke.
That's what we want, though.
Exactly.
That's the move.
Eating them up. It's crazy.
Eating them. It's. I mean, obsessed. Obsessed. Exactly. The trailer alone, I was like, wait, these bitches. This is like actual bitches with money that run men over. Like they're like
black supermodels.
Eating like that. Ayana is literally the most beautiful black woman that's ever been on any of these shows. I'm obsessed with her. Obsessed.
Love. Let's get into it. I want to tell you a bit about it.
What? You know what? I also, because I don't even know if we're going to talk about it, because I like surprisingly caught up on it. What? Beverly Hills is like doing a little something for me, but I'm not sure what it is yet. Like it's like it's doing something though, and I'm not sure.
It hits for sure.
It's hitting, and I didn't think it would give me anything, but like the girls are being like kind of messy, and I'm like, okay, I'm here for it.
Garcelle's coming for that center diamond.
She is, and she really give it to her. Give it to her.
By next season, she'll have the center diamond.
Give it to her. Garcelle is show. I mean, wigs ain't hitting.
Kyle's exhausted.
Kyle is over it. I mean, she needs to take a break.
Yeah, I would agree. She could just take a season off or something. But the wigs
take a season off. In. Vanderpump comes back. Her and Garcelle team up. Run these bitches off. Like I need it. I need it.
Yes. I want to talk about that in depth with you. I just want to tell you a little bit about Dubai. A couple of other things. You people know where to follow him on social media. Try to keep it cute. What is it?
Oh yeah, sure. MR.LAWHORNE on Instagram, and I don't need to talk to y'all on Twitter, but yeah.
Y'all know where to find me. I'm Pet Shop Boy on Instagram, _PetShopBoy on Twitter. I'm also on Cameo, still on Cameo. Head over to the Patreon. It's patreon.com/thebelist to subscribe to the bonus episodes. We're going to cover some other mess there, but yeah, I want to talk about Dubai. I want to talk about Beverly Hills. What's going on with Lisa Rinna fighting everybody?
Oh gosh, doing
online. Meet us over at the B-side, guys. Bye.
Bye.